Andy decided to not come in today. I think he did some crazy, like, workout thing over the weekend, or I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that. We'll have to ask him tomorrow. He told me he wouldn't be able to move for a couple of days, so this should be a fun story.
Right?
It's Monday morning, May 21st. It's a Memorial Day weekend next week, and that's pretty exciting. And you've heard another voice in the studio. I have, we're talking about things that revolve around Mercy Medical Team. So I have Ann Gonzalez in studio with me, manager of short-term mission and engagement with the LCMS Office of International Mission, as my sort of co-host slash guest.
I'm glad to be back.
You've been in studio with us a bunch now.
I have. I really enjoy the opportunity to help tell the stories of what the MMTs and are doing around the world with our partner churches and our missionaries.
Yeah, and you always bring some fun people with you, too.
Yes, because I get to work with lots of fun people all the time.
So who did you bring with you today?
Today we have Bonnie Hartman. She just came back from Sierra Leone on a Mercy Medical Team. She is a nurse and was able to serve on that team. One of six people who went along to serve in Sierra Leone, the very first Mercy Medical Team in Sierra Leone.
That's awesome.
It really is. So one of the cool stories in the run up to the Mercy Medical Team is, as you may know, Sierra Leone has been through a lot. There was a big civil war, and then it was just decimated by Ebola. And so there's currently like one doctor for every 30,000 people or some crazy high number like that. And so the church, when Stephanie Schulte, one of our missionaries, went for the initial visit, one of the church leaders pulls out this book and says, "We've been teaching our people this." And it was the book, Where There Is No Doctor.
Oh.
So they weren't waiting for outside help to come. They were doing what they could to train their own people for basic health needs. And so the partner church, the Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church of Sierra Leone, was just a great partner. They really did all of the things that they needed to do to prepare for the team to come and host this five-day clinic. They prepared the site. They were there to work alongside our people and to pray with people and to use it as an opportunity for outreach.
Yeah. Wow. That is incredible.
It really is.
One doctor for 30,000 people.
Yes.
Like that's in America, that's like not even, like,
we can't, you even, can't comprehend even comprehend that. No, no. But I mean, between those two things that I mentioned, it really took a toll on the medical profession.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Bonnie, welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I'm so happy to be here today.
Now, was this your first time doing a Mercy Medical Team?
This was my very first time to do a Mercy Medical Team.
Awesome.
And it was the most amazing experience, and I'm hoping to do many more.
Yeah. So you're a nurse by profession.
Yes, I am. I am fully retired and have been for quite some time. So one of my questions to Anne when I was first going through the application process is, okay, and yes, I'm a nurse, and it's like riding a bike for a lot of the basic types of things, but my license is in active status. Is that going to be an issue? And of course, we learn that in countries outside of the United States, certainly third world countries, licenses are not an issue. It's knowing the skill and having the desire to do what is needed, and that was an absolutely amazing opportunity and one that I'll treasure for many, many years.
Yeah, yeah. How did you hear about this opportunity? How did you want to get involved?
Well, actually, it's been kind of an interesting process. Just about a little over a year ago, our family had opportunity to go to Vietnam to visit a friend from our church who had married a young lady that he had met while he was on a mission trip in Vietnam a number of years ago, who happened to be the babysitter for our grandchildren in Seattle. So that in itself was a pretty interesting story. But whenever we travel, we like to check out the LCMS site to determine where are the Lutheran pastors in the area. Because typically we're gone over a weekend, and if there's an opportunity, we'd love to go to church. So we learned that J.P. Sima and his family were in Hanoi and had opportunity to meet them, get to know them, and talk about their mission work. So that was kind of a a trigger that thought, ooh, mission work, you know, how interesting. And then after returning, read an article in Lutherans Engage the World. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Anne, you had been to Togo?
Yes, I went and served with the very first Togo team last September.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there had been an article in Lutherans Engage, and I read that, and I thought, okay, Lord, what's the message here? You know, first the Sima family, and then I'm reading this article. And then on KFUI, I heard an interview.
Yes.
About all MMTs. Right. So you take one plus two plus another one, you know, three strikes, and there I was. So started the application process, which was a very easy thing to do. And in quick order, learned that it was felt I would be a good match for a team. Mm-hmm. And thought, oh, yes, I'm ready to go. But it didn't work out last fall. It does require some planning and... Mm-hmm. Etc. So on January 4th, I received an email from Ann who said, Bonnie, have you had a chance to look at the mission teams going out this year? Is there one of interest? And I wasn't thinking I was going to be looking at it that quick in the new year. However, I did and learned that there was very much a need for volunteers, mm-hmm. and in particular for the Sierra Leone trip. Did research on the different options and felt... Yes, that was the one to do. Mm-hmm. And it just happened to fall over my birthday time period. And I determined what a more blessed way to celebrate my birthday is doing something that I love most, and that's serving others. And it just worked out beautifully.
Absolutely.
To do that.
Yeah. So as a nurse on the ground, is that mainly what you were doing then, nursing things in Sierra Leone?
Yes, we were a small team, mm-hmm. of yeah. six, and there were three nurses on our team. And the other two nurses, Lauren Awe and Donna McCullen, were practicing nurses still at this point in time. They were most appropriate to be doing the triage part, mm-hmm. of the activities, whereas I can certainly do vital signs, and that was great. And we had a younger team member, Hayden Rensner, from Effingham, Illinois, who had just finished her freshman year at Seward in Nebraska. And she was quickly taught how to do vital signs. And so she and I, along with one of the Sierra Leonean nurses, mm-hmm. kind of manned the vital sign station, which was the first point of entry after registration, which was awesome.
Yeah. Did you get to meet a lot of people and hear about their stories when you were doing that?
We did. We didn't necessarily hear a lot about the stories of the people we were serving because of the language barrier.
Sure. Yeah.
The triage nurses were working with translators. Mm-hmm. But we did have the advantage of having Mariana work with us. And when there were needs to ask questions, she was there to do it. Mm-hmm. We heard most of our stories from the team members, including the Sierra Leone team, who were involved in the actual triaging and treatment and giving of medications in the pharmacy is where we heard some of the stories. For example, we had heard on Monday or Tuesday of our week, of our five-day clinic, that the word about the clinic had been spread as far as 50 miles away.
Wow.
And that was just so amazing to us, imagining how do people get here? And it's by walking, of mm-hmm. course. And it was on Thursday that at my vital sign station, we were serving a lady who we needed to communicate with her, but we weren't able to communicate with her. And Mariama tried, and she said, I don't understand this language. She asked two other of the local translators, mm-hmm. if they could help. They also could not, mm-hmm. Speak the language. And we learned later, walked 30 miles over 3 days,
wow.
in order to get to the clinic.
That is incredible.
It is very incredible. The need is so great, and the people are really so desperate.
Yeah. How many people were you able to serve?
1,450 for the week, and Friday was our largest day because we didn't want to have to turn anybody away, mm-hmm. so we kept adding, well, let's do another 60, let's do another 40, because you have to be out and on your way back to where you're staying before dark. Mm-hmm. And in that location, it's near the equator. So their days are 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. We served 443 people in the one day on Friday.
That is incredible. What did it mean to you to be able to give back in this way and to serve and to be hands of mercy to these people?
It was extremely humbling. It was very humbling to be reminded from whence we all come. As one of our missionary leaders had said, here in Sierra Leone, they're living out the Old Testament. You see the wells. Mm-hmm. There's no electricity, no running water. They're living hand to mouth, just sustaining each day. And to see the initiative and the drive and the determination of the people was very humbling and also encouraging.
Yeah. We have just a little over a minute left. Is there a favorite part of this journey or something that a little nugget that you take away with you from being there?
I take away the joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. What was so very overwhelming and meaningful to me was to see the way in which the local church wrapped their arms around this team. Mm-hmm. A year and a half before we ever arrived, planning had started, church leaders were organizing, and it was the church leaders and the church women that made this mission trip successful. Yeah. Yes, it was the workers, but it was the church who were constantly praying for everything going on during the trip. It was the women of the church who prepared our meals every day, realizing that what they were sharing with us probably took away from their family. And it was the prayers, the sharing of the gospel, mm-hmm. and the number of people that we did meet who are Christians and those who are not yet Christians, mm-hmm. but were hearing God's word.
Absolutely. And where can we find more information about
LCMS.org/mercy teams. We do still have openings for our fall teams in Kenya, Togo, and Uganda. I hope you can join us.
I do too. Anne and Bonnie, thank you so much for being in studio with me
this
morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. More coffee hour coming up next.